Hello, this 5 minutes the prophet says the word of God, episode 73. I am so excited as I speak with you, as I encourage you for just 5 minutes. Sometimes we go over a little bit, we'll go into the 7th minute, but it's all well and good. So let's go for the fundamental scripture, the scripture we're using for this episodes, these episodes. Okay, so that is what Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. And by this time, you should be able to say it offhand with me. Let's go. One, go. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. So please, if you do not know how to say it, or this is the first time you're listening to me, oh my God, I'm so happy, I am so excited that you are listening to me. So you have to go back for this word, write it down, and look at it. It's a very simple scripture, but it's so intense. There's so much in it, and that is why we have over 70 episodes now, and I'm sure we'll go into 80, and we'll go into 90, and maybe perhaps 100. In fact, there was one scripture I went into 300 of it. Amazing. People were getting so blessed, sending me messages. They said, no, I've heard somebody sent to the mother. The mother said, it's a lay preacher. And the mother said, what? I didn't know that anything like this was possible. And she sent me the words of her mother, thanking me and being so blessed. And now she says that when they go for their fellowship, she plays it. Everybody listen to this prophetess. So it's exciting. This is what God is doing. So I'm talking about the word of God. So we went to Mark 16:19-20. And so then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken unto them, was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that followed. So I said that anytime we speak the word, listen, when we speak the word, the Lord will be working with us, and then he'll be confirming the word by the signs that follow. Hallelujah. I'm not a prophet. And you don't have to be a prophet, a prophetess, before God works with you. He didn't say, and the big time apostles, and they who heard the word, these ordinary fishermen, they went speaking the word everywhere. And so far as the word is spoken, you bring the author of the word on the scene. He has to come. He must be there. You are speaking his word. It's not possible that he will not be present when his word is being spoken. So I said that Papa Hagen began to talk to God. Lord, why are you not confirming the word I speak with signs? And God said to him, you have not been preaching the word. And he said, my God, what is the meaning of that? How can you tell me that I'm not preaching the word? I have read the Bible from cover to cover. You can read the Bible from cover to cover. And you have a veil covering your eyes. if you are not reading it in a certain way, you have a veil covering your eyes. Just like Moses, when they read it, we'll go to that word later. But so I'm just telling you the story, and we will go back into the word. So he said, why would you say I'm not speaking the word? And I think that I have to go for that book that he said that, so that I can read it word for word, because I don't want to put words into his mouth. And God said to him, you have been preaching the Baptist doctrine. And please, if you're a Baptist, I have nothing against you. I have nothing. It's not. I'm just saying that he was a Baptist, a former Baptist. So God said to him that what you have been saying is the doctrines. He said, but they are not in the word. He says, what the interpretation they've given to it, that is not my interpretation of that word. God says, what they say that thing means is not what I meant. Hey, can you imagine? And he has been preaching it for years. And the fact that you preach it for years doesn't mean that God will confirm it. If it is not his word, if you are not saying it as he would have said it if you were here, you see, that makes a difference. That makes a big difference. I cannot even begin to tell you that. And so God was not confirming his word because he was preaching a certain religion, a certain doctrine, which was not from the very, very depths of God, from God's own mouth. It was not. It was human doctrine. And therefore, God was not confirming it. So, I believe that God is doing something here for you. There might be somebody here who is listening to me, and you are wondering, why am I not seeing signs? Why am I not seeing miracles? Why is God not confirming? And God is saying to me, through me, to you, that check. Also, everybody who is listening to me is not preaching the word. How could I have ever said that? Never. I'm saying, if you are not seeing the God is not confirming the word, maybe that is not his word. So you're so blessed. That would mean, if I were you, just change over and go to the word. When you go to the word, the signs and wonders will follow you. Bless. Bye.